So, Kevin, looking ahead to this weekend and the resumption of the Players' Championship, rounds 5 and 6, how are you feeling going into this one?
Yeah, feeling okay. You know, we've had a couple of weeks off now, haven't we? So, had a bit of a rest. So, yeah, looking forward to getting back in action.
Hey, do you feel like you've benefited from that break as well? Because there was obviously some back-to-back weekends and the action was coming at you thick and fast.
Well, I don't actually feel like you benefit. It's obviously, it's got to do you good. You know, you can't keep playing every weekend all the time. I don't think that's any good for you at all. So, you know, you need a rest between events. And, you know, sometimes we have 3-4 on the trot. I don't think that's any good for anybody. But, yeah, it's always nice to get a couple of weeks off. I don't think any longer than that is great, because you have to keep on top of your game. So, a couple of weeks is ideal.
How have you spent that time off? Has it been a mixture of sort of relaxing and time at the board?
I've been going to a lot of football matches, actually. So, that's given me a chance to, you know, catch up with the football a bit, and just generally, you know, resting, keeping practicing as well, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to keep your arm, you know, ticking over, so I've been practicing and, yeah, going up a few bits of football, a few games of football now.
Do you find that a cathartic experience? Do you find it a relaxing one, going to watch Ipswich?
I wouldn't call that relaxing, no. No, I just enjoy it. You know, it's totally different from what we have to do on the dartboard, so, you know, it's nice watching some other people under pressure on that. So, no, I just enjoy my football, always have done, so it's nice to get away now again.
Excellent. A few days away from the trip up to Wigan, do you find now that your preparations intensify? Do you spend more time at the dartboard every day, or do you stick to a well-worn routine?
Well, I do a couple of sessions with a couple of lads if I can during the week, normally Jamie Caven and Matthew Edgar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I normally try and do, building up, and if they're not about, or, you know, if I'm not available or sort of to do the whole day sort of thing, I'll just practice at home and that, and just keep my arm ticking over, nothing too intense, you know, just keep ticking over.
And what sort of targets do you set yourself going into the weekend as well? Because obviously you had some promising runs so far this year, and also a decent run in the UK Open.
Well, it's the same target every time. You want to go into a tournament and win it. There's no point going otherwise. Personally, I think if you don't make the quarterfinals, or if I don't make the quarterfinals, I class it as a bad weekend. You know, you've got to set yourself standards. You know, I suppose the likes of Phil Taylor will go into them saying, if you don't win it, it's a bad weekend. But, you know, I haven't won one for quite a long time. So, you know, obviously I want to win one, and, you know, I expect to win when I go to tournaments. I don't expect to get beat any game. So, but, you know, sometimes when you look back after a weekend and you've had a couple of quarterfinals or something, you can say, you know, you haven't had a bad time. But, you know, standards so tough. It's difficult to get to the last eight nowadays, and semi-finals and etc. So, you know, you just got to go in there, prepare the best you can, and hopefully things can go well for you.